Chapter 7. Why keep travelling when you are the destination? Question. When I meditate, Maharaj, how should I meditate? Maharaj, I will teach you a technique, but you must have strong faith in yourself. And after you have been shown what to do, there should not be any temptation to go anywhere else. This is your last journey. Why keep travelling when you are the destination? This is the terminus. There's nowhere else to go. If you follow the practice with deep self-involvement, you will get a 100% result. You will get a 100% result back from your efforts. Question. These teachings sound simple because you don't use many words. I like the simplicity and I feel it is not really verbal at all. Something is happening on a different level. Maharaj, if you have a background, then you can understand the language. The language used here is simple, simple language, with a simple and direct approach. Sometimes I use references in story form, just to illustrate a certain meaning, or give some indication to help the understanding. In this day and age, people have at-home spirituality. They're reading a lot of books and listening to many different masters and performing different rituals or practices. This is okay for a while, but then there must come a time when one pauses and stops to assess, weigh things up and ask, I must know, why am I doing all these things? What am I getting out of all this reading? What am I getting out of listening to these masters? What am I getting from visiting all these holy sites? You must know the purpose behind your actions. Why are you doing all these things, all these activities? The answer will generally be, for peace and happiness, or in order to have a fearless life, a tension-free life. But who wants this? Who wants a fearless life? Who wants peace? Who wants a tension-free life? Questioner. Me, I do. Maharaj. Who is this me, this I? Ask the question again. Questioner, I do ask this question, but the answer seems to be beyond words. Maharaj, after self-inquiry, the inquirer arrives at the self-centre, where there will be exceptional silence, and the inquirer will disappear. So, number one, ask yourself, that me, that I, what is it like? How is it? Can you locate that me? Answer, no. It is anonymous, invisible, unidentifiable. Number two, all these needs and requirements that we have in order to obtain happiness and peace, were they needed prior to beingness? Answer, no. And three, will they be needed after the body disappears? Answer, no. It's only because you're holding this body that all these needs started. It follows, therefore, it means that all the knowledge that we have is body-based knowledge and body-related knowledge. You are utterly and completely unknown to to yourself because of the body relations that have separated you from your reality. This illusory separation has made you think that you are apart and different from the source that you truly are. I am a somebody, an individual, you may think. I am a man or a woman, Brahman or Atman, Paramatman, God. Q. Questioner. I like the sound of Brahman and I am Brahman. It feels right and it suits me. I've been repeating that over and over again like a mantra for years. Maharaj, it does not matter what you call yourself by or which names you prefer. Brahman is only a word. We have to use some words, some language to communicate. These are only names and therefore all one and the same. Questioner, I still prefer Brahman. Maharaj, okay, as long as you remember that we gave the names to different things. We created the alphabet of A, B, C. Names have been ascribed to everything. This is a D-O-N-K-E-Y, and that is G-O-D. But remember, these names were not in existence prior to beingness. This means that the spontaneous, invisible existence, which is nameless, has been given the names Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, God. This is the way of self-inquiry. The inquirer becomes silence, invisible, and that literal knowledge becomes reality.